We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so we'll get to some Oscar stuff. We'll do a lot of other things later. This is, you can't write better stories and be like, oh, yeah, I expected that to happen. Like, this comes out of absolutely way out in left field, all right? Because I read this to you during the break. Like, it just came down. It's all over social media already. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. You know Bob Kraft. If you watch the Super Bowl, he's usually the drunk old white guy holding up a trophy every February 4th or whatever at the Super Bowl. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged with solicitation of prostitution in connection to a human trafficking investigation. This, according to police at a news conference that just happened, maybe happening right now. He faces two counts of soliciting another to commit prostitution. The sweeping human trafficking case involves solicitation of sex at a massage parlor. Additional details not available to put out there. However, that being said, we've got the list of people from Channel 5 WPTV down there. Her name is Maris Badcock. She has a list of everybody. And the interesting part about this list, it includes the dates of birth of all of these guys that are on this list.
Okay, I can do some math.
Let's see here. Jeffrey Bab. I don't know who some of these dudes are. Most of them I don't know. Jeffrey Babin. Born on my birthday, actually. 420, 1954.
That would make him 64.
Roger Bouillon, born in 1944, is on this list.
74 and rocking it, baby.
Let's see here. Who's the oldest guy in this list? Frank Velai, born in 1939.
80.
All right.
I mean, assuming he already had a birthday this year.
Daniel Young, born March 3rd, 1934.
Yeah, we're getting into the 80s now.
Bunch of old guys in this sex sting operation.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different than sexting. Sexting is legal. A sex sting has a lot more legal ramifications of it. This is going to be the story that wipes Jussie Smollett off of the pages all weekend long.
So if you needed another reason to hate the Patriots, there you go.
Now they're cheaters in more ways than one.
Right?
Well, I don't even know. Is this guy married?
I was just going to ask. I'm assuming.
Bob Kraft?
Is he married?
You get that far in your life, you're probably married.
Bob Kraft's wife.
Maybe he's divorced. If he's not now, he will be.
They were married. He is currently divorced. He is worth, by the way, $6.6 billion. He was married to a woman by the name of Myra from 1963 to 2011.
So does that mean before he was worth?
Right, like you make it 45 years.
What happens at 45 years?
When he's a young, spry 70.
And not, I mean.
I got my best years ahead of me to go out and hit the town.
What happens after that many years of marriage that you, but okay.
I guess.
Yeah, you always got to wonder who filed.
I have no idea. It's a good question. More details rolling out. The owner is charged with paying for sexual services at, by the way, this may not be the most kid-friendly story we do. Just giving you that headline.
Oh, yeah, we probably should have.
Paying for sexual services at Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. I've been to Jupiter, Florida one time in my life. It's where my sister got married. It is one of the richest places in all of Florida. Like Tiger Woods' mansion is in Jupiter, Florida. A lot of people's mansions are in Jupiter, Florida. The spa was among 10 shut down in Orlando, Palm Beach County, and the Treasure Coast after a several-month investigation revealed women there were, quote, in sexual servitude.
Jeez.
A detective said that the acts were captured on surveillance video. Does anybody at all want to see the sexual acts being performed at Orchids of Asia on Bob Kraft? No.
By the way, guys, do you want to feel like jerks right now?
What?
His wife died.
Oh.
They didn't get divorced.
Okay. Now that sucks
too. I was just
too.
About to say that. I was waiting for a pause so 75 let everybody know that we are awful.
Jerk faces.
Sorry, did not. Died. My apologies.
Sorry.
Kraft bought the Patriots for $172 million back in 1994. He has not yet been arrested on the misdemeanor charges. He's the head of Kraft Group Holding with the investment of industry, yada, 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 yada. It's worth $6.6 billion and has now been busted for paying for sexual services at a day spa, and they're looking at trafficking. Yikes. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Let me ask the non-sports girl question.
Go ahead.
Is this going to hurt the Patriots at all? Is he, what's he thought, how is he thought of in the Patriots organization?
I mean, he's the owner. And
right. What do you do to him?
I mean.
You know what I mean?
I don't think anything, he may be forced to sell the team if he has to go to jail. There might be a league-wide vote. I would assume there is some kind of league-wide vote. Kind of like, remember when the dude that owned, this is about 5-6 years ago, the dude that owned the LA Clippers, remember, he turned out to be a horrible human being who hated black people, but he owned the Clippers, and the league basically forced him right. to sell the team. I can't figure out that. I remember that guy's name. Clippers owner racist. Donald Sterling.
Okay.
Donald Sterling was kicked out of the league basically because the woman he was having an affair with or sleeping with recorded him saying horrendous things about black people. Personally, I don't think the guy should have been kicked out of the league. I think it was in his best interest to leave the league.
Yeah.
But he sold the Clippers for $1 billion to some big executive record dude, I think, or whoever it was.
Yeah, at his age, he can sell the Patriots right now.
Right.
And never, I mean, I'm assuming as much as he's worth already, he never has to worry another day in his life.
Oh, but
he's an old white dude worth $6 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's fine.
All those Super Bowl trophies. Like, what are you doing?
His main concern is hurting his back swimming in his room of money.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like,
who wants to make the hurting his back joke right now? who I won't make it. Somebody else make it.
Then he'll have to go back to the spa.
Exactly. That's why he was at Baby Orchids
back again.
Or whatever it's called. What is the name of the place?
Sorry, we're done.
No, we are not.
I mean, it's a big story.
Sex solicitation at a massage parlor for the owner of the Patriots and a whole bunch of other old rich guys. Are you kidding me?
I feel like the whole the solicitation at a massage parlor thing is not breaking news in any way. It's like, oh, you mean the reason they did that in 5,000 movies was because it maybe happened in real life sometime?
Right. Yeah. I mean, okay, let's see here. I want to bring up the police chief and hear what he has to say real quick. Listen, we'll do that coming up because we got to get to a break. And if I start playing you from Martin County Sheriff William Snyder, there are going to be 100 men arrested. 100 men.
Wow.
100, a major human trafficking investigation. Maybe Trump was right. Maybe we need a wall around Florida for all the old white guys and the human trafficking. That's the problem. It's not Mexico. Maybe it's Florida. We're going to hear about, wow, there will be a newsmaker in this one. According to the Martin County Sheriff, that newsmaker is billionaire businessman and Patriots owner Bob Kraft. It's on our Facebook page. I'm going to hear from the Mountain County Sheriff. His name is William Snyder. I mean, look, it's on the front page of CNN right now.
Oh,
there it is.
Yeah, it's breaking news everywhere now.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Don't give him jail time. Just take all of his money and give it to any of the people that were victimized in this situation.
Or do both. I mean, make him pay pain and suffering or restitution or whatever and put him in. Give him a few days in the pokey.
He has dated a woman who is 39 years younger than him. And yes, again, my apologies for not knowing his ex-wife passed in 2011. Ricky Noel Lander, she's some kind of actress who is 40 years younger than him. Get it, sir.
Yeah, but 40 years younger is still... how old is he?
It's still 40.
It's still, yeah. Although that's how old I am, and that's a little gross to me.
Well, you're not dating a 78-year-old billionaire?
No.
Would you want to date a 78-year-old billionaire? Billionaire?
I mean, that's older than my dad would be if he was alive. Way older than my dad would be if he was alive.
But he's a billionaire.
All right. If you're just joining us, get your kids away from the radio because more details are coming out about this. There was a news conference on Tuesday where in Jupiter, Florida, Martin County Sheriff William Snyder said about 100 men are going to be arrested for a sex sting. Sex sting. As we find out now, one of those men is the owner of the New England Patriots.
He had said at the time, there will be a newsmaker in it. Nobody knew about, I mean, nobody talked about this news conference if you weren't in Florida. And that, at the time, they said, there will be a newsmaker in it. And in fact, yes, he is quite the newsmaker.
Yeah, I guess so. When asked if he was surprised about the arrest of Kraft, Chief Kerr in Jupiter said, we're as deeply stunned as anyone. Now, I'm just reading the news. A friend of President Trump and frequent visitor to Mar-a-Lago, Kraft was in the area as recently as this weekend when he attended a fundraiser at the Breakers for the Everglades Foundation. Entertainment included John Bon Jovi and Jimmy Buffett.
So Bob Kraft is accused of soliciting a prostitute on at least two separate occasions at a massage parlor in Florida about a month ago. It's called Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter. Kraft was driven to the spa by a chauffeur. Take this how you want. The average cost per visit for services is $59 or $79 an hour. Now, I don't know what services they're talking about there. If that's the average cost of a massage or if that's for special services. Cops say they have gotten evidence from body cam video and surveillance that has been conducted over the last several months. So, yes, they do have video of the things that happened there. Investigation took about 8 months.
Ew.
And officials say they have identified more than 100 men suspected of being Johns.
Oh.
Multiple agents. Everybody's in this. Homeland Security, IRS, Jupiter Police, Palm Beach Sheriff's Department. You name it.
So we've got prostitution and potentially sex trafficking going on out of an Asian massage parlor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does it, what? And we've got a billionaire owner going there. I mean, he's got a girlfriend who's half his age, literally half his age.
So, and they've been together for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, his wife died. Myra Kraft died in 2011. And we can joke about the age difference, but they've been together for 7 years. He and this Ricky Noel Lander have been together since 2012. So he's in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Or was. Well, I suspect that's probably over now.
Probably done. Unless, I mean, who knows? Who knows what their relationship is like? But that is messed up. He's on the list of 25 people. You can see the list, by the way. If you go to our Twitter page, at KMBZ Radio, the list is up. Maris Badcock from WPTV down there in the Jupiter area, she has somehow obtained the entire list. And there's Robert Kraft's name. And they list the dates of birth of all the guys in there. And a whole lot of these guys are over the age of 60 that are going to this Asian parlor for a happy ending.
I'm looking at another version of this that Deadspin's got. This is all over the place now.
Oh, so
I'm looking at the Deadspin version. No, I don't need the pop-up. That would be great. Okay, so again, the Jupiter Police Chief's name is Daniel Kerr. Said Kraft was charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution, that a warrant for his arrest is with the state's attorney's office and will be sent to Kraft's home in Massachusetts. There is video evidence of Kraft involved in sex acts in the massage parlor on two occasions. Police are not specifying what Kraft paid.
Okay.
Okay, so we don't know exactly what he paid. This involves a lot of spas. Not just this one, but a lot of them.
And on a very, very serious note, Chris Jansing is reporting this from MSNBC. And this is, and it's creepy that Bob Kraft is there. Patriots owner Robert Kraft being charged with soliciting prostitution related to what Florida police say is a massage parlor. And this is where it is serious, and we shouldn't joke about it. Where women who were told they were coming to the United States for legit jobs were in fact held as virtual prisoners and sex workers. That is awful.
Yeah, that's where we get from. And legally, I do. I mean, there's a big difference between sex trafficking and prostitution. Very often one starts the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women are brought here to be, are trafficked here. They are kidnapped and brought here under false circumstances and then forced into prostitution. And so the two generally go hand in hand. But this is a big deal. I mean, if you've got 100 names on this list, that just tells you how many women were probably involved. To me, there's also a difference then between if women are going to be charged. You know, if they were brought here as part of sex trafficking, you're not charged. If you were doing it voluntarily as a prostitute, that's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out. That'll become really clear. If women are not charged, then it's then they're looking at it as sex trafficking.
God, just terrible.
I cannot find a version of the story yet that tells me, and I apologize if you mentioned this already. We've been going back and forth quite a bit.
Yeah, I've got eight windows open right now.
The misdemeanor charge, what's the penalty for that in Florida? Do we know?
I can look that up.
What's two separate counts of soliciting another to commit prostitution is the official charge. Soliciting another to commit prostitution, is that the same thing as committing prostitution? No? So that's a misdemeanor, and this is in Florida. I'm just curious to know what kind of a... What he's looking at for, time. I mean, it's a misdemeanor, maybe not much.
The crime of solicitation of prostitution is committed when a person solicits, induces, entices another person to engage in prostitution, okay. Lewdness, yada, yada, yada.
Essentially committing prostitution, same thing.
Every person convicted of solicitation of prostitution must complete 100 hours of community service, attend a prostitution and human trafficking awareness course, undergo screening for sexually transmissible diseases, and pay a $5,000 fine.
So no prison time.
The crime of first offense of solicitation prostitution is a first-degree misdemeanor in Florida. If convicted, a judge can impose any combination of the following penalties. Up to a year in jail, up to a year of probation, up to $1,000 in criminal fines.
I'm going to bet this guy does not do any jail time.
Bob Kraft?
Yeah, I'm going to guess fine, community service. He's not doing time behind bars.
You know, Sam brought up something really, really interesting. Bob Kraft is one of the most powerful owners in the National Football League. If the NFL owners get together, I wouldn't be... This is worse than what Donald Sterling did in his horrible racist comments. Look, it's not illegal to be racist.
Right.
All right?
But it is illegal to do what this guy did, allegedly.
It is illegal to solicit sex in an Asian massage parlor that police have been, you know, keeping an eye on and investigating for sex trafficking. I would not be surprised if Bob Kraft is forced or pushed to sell the New England Patriots. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
That's a worse punishment than time behind bars, obviously.
Yeah.
That's the part of this that is more interesting to me about how it affects the game then and how it affects his ownership of the team. And how much does, I'm going to assume the answer to this is not much, but how will it influence the team with him not the owner? You know what I mean? How will that affect the future of the Patriots?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And we don't know that yet.
I mean, he'll sell it to some other billionaire, some other rich person, maybe somebody within the organization. I don't know how it will work, but I think Bob Kraft will not own the Patriots 1 year from now. Maybe even faster. Maybe 6 months from now. Maybe he'll say, all right, fine. I'll sell the Patriots because he bought them for $174 million. They're one of the most valuable teams in all of sports. Sell them for $3 billion. Add it to your net worth, whatever. Do your little slap on the wrist, and then we'll never hear from Bob Kraft again.
Would you expect him to make a statement?
Yeah.
What am I looking at right now? Yeah. Is that related to this?
That's SportsCenter, yeah.
Is that the chief, I wonder?
No, the chief is the guy behind him.
Okay.
We'll have more on this.
We'll find out what this is, but yeah.
For sure.
I hope he makes a statement. Please make a statement, Bob Kraft. That would be great.
It is 11:29. We'll get more on this coming up. Let's get to Mark Lavoie in the newsroom.
And it looks like another caravan preparing to try and enter the U.S. We'll have that story coming up on KMBZ.
Hey, it's Mike Wick, and if you're shopping for windows, siding, or doors, you don't want some new guy on the street. You want a company with an established track record that's going to be around to stand behind their warranties. My friends at Cornerstone Home Improvement have been doing this for 40 years in Kansas City. They're independent. They're locally owned. Cornerstone Home Improvement's got no vested interest in one product over another because they provide and install almost all of them. Now, the other guys in town, they're going to do their best to push you to buy the products they want you to buy. Cornerstone is not going to do that. They have a pressure-free process. Trust me, I went through it. I'm looking to get a new sliding glass door. They were great. They offered me great peace of mind. The team at Cornerstone Home Improvement is going to work with you, customizing a solution, your objectives, your priorities, all within your budget. Speaking of your budget, you don't pay a penny until the project is done to your satisfaction. They want to get it done right, and they want to get it done quick, so there's going to be a minimum interruption of your life. They can install 6 windows in a single day, maybe more. with no minimums, lifetime installation warranties, manufacturer warranties, and 12-month interest-free financing. My friends over at Cornerstone Home Improvement need to be on the top of your shopping list. For windows, for doors, for siding, talk to my friends at Cornerstone Home Improvement. Schedule a free estimate and consultation. CornerstoneWindowsKC.com. That's CornerstoneWindowsKC.com. Hey, boy, a lot happening. A couple of things to mention. We'll get to some Schlitterbahn news here in just a quick second. That we're keeping an eye on the story that has been all of a sudden grabbing every news outlet from Deadspin to SportsCenter to everything on CNN and Fox News. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is being charged in Palm Beach County after being caught in a sex sting. Jupiter Police said Friday that Kraft, who, again, is worth $6.6 billion, said he has been charged with solicitation of a prostitute. It stems from a month-long investigation of the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. Two women were arrested earlier this week. The spa was among 10 shut down in Orlando, Palm Beach County, and Treasure Coast. He is seen on video going into the place, and apparently there's some video of the acts being done. He was also driven to the spa by a chauffeur. His name is with 25 people. They'll face charges in connection to a crackdown on human trafficking and spa sex acts. Again, this is in Jupiter, Florida. A statement has come out, spokesman for Kraft. We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further. 77-year-old man has owned the Patriots for 25 years. They have six Super Bowl championships under, we will keep under his ownership. We will keep an eye on Bob Kraft and this sexting story coming out of Florida as more details come up.
Okay, the other news that is breaking is completely different and has nothing to do with that, but is also breaking right now, and this has to do with Schlitterbahn. So there had been a hearing that had been set for this morning, and a judge was set to rule whether... I'm just going to read you a story out of KCTV5, and then I'll read you the update. So a hearing had been scheduled in Wyandotte County considering the 2016 Schlitterbahn case. Of course, this is where, from back in 2016, Caleb Schwab was killed while riding Verrucht. Owner Jeff Henry and designer Jeff Schooley were charged with second-degree murder. Tyler Miles, director of operations, is charged with reckless involuntary manslaughter. This morning, a motion hearing was scheduled about whether to dismiss the criminal charges that the men face. I'm just going to read you a tweet from Steve Vakrat, who is reporter for the Kansas City Star. This is from 9 minutes ago. A Wyandotte County judge finding that the Kansas Attorney General abused a grand jury to obtain indictments against Schlitterbahn defendants in the death of Caleb Schwab on Verrucht has dismissed the indictments. Let me read that to you again. Again, we got three people charged criminally in the case, two that were charged with second-degree murder and one that was charged with reckless involuntary manslaughter. Again, a hearing was set for this morning on a motion to dismiss the criminal charges the men face. Steve Vakrat, Kansas City Star, tweets out, breaking news, a Wyandotte County judge finding that the Kansas Attorney General abused a grand jury to obtain indictments against Schlitterbahn defendants in the death of Caleb Schwab on Verrucht has dismissed the indictments. So far, that's all I'm seeing on Twitter. Our newsroom is aware of it and is working on it, and we have reached out to Steve Vakrat to see if we can get more details about it as they become available.
Kansas Attorney General is Derek Schmidt.
Right. So I don't have details, and I'm looking to see as people are tweeting back and forth with him a little bit about anything that was coming out. That was the motion that was that this was the motion hearing that was set for this morning. So that means that you could have three people that were charged in Caleb Schwab's death who are no longer facing charges because of problems in the investigation in terms of how we got here.
Wow.
So.
I mean, the line of the attorney general abused a grand jury to obtain indictments. I mean, that's a damning statement in itself on a tweet there from Vakrat.
And I don't know the legal definition of abused a grand jury. I don't know if that means lied to the grand jury. I don't know if that means misled a grand jury. But something happened in the process of getting the indictments against. And again, we got three people charged. The way that Steve Vakrat's tweet reads makes me think it's against all three, but we don't know that for sure because he's not specifying only two out of the three or one out of the three. He just says charges against the defendants dismissed. So That's huge, and we are waiting to find out more details about that. Okay, here's more. So Wicket also tweeting about this is Andy Allock. It's Andy Alcock2 on Twitter, who must work for Channel 41. Judge Robert Burns found multiple abuses by the Kansas AG's office in grand jury process. Burns says inadmissible evidence was presented to the grand jury.
And say so that again?
Inadmissible evidence was presented to the grand jury. And that's what led the grand jury to issue the indictments. And if you try to use evidence that is inadmissible, then those indictments are no longer valid. I'm going to click on his Twitter account and see what else he's been tweeting about this morning. He says cases dismissed against all defendants in Schlitterbahn reactions. He's using the term all defendants. So
unbelievable.
I assume that means all three.
Also from Andy, defendants Schooley and Miles. They were in the court today. Jeff Henry not.
Okay, so that's
in this court half an hour ago before this came out.
This reads to me we're talking about all three.
Unbelievable.
Charges, cases dismissed against all three defendants.
So everybody that was indicted in criminally in the death of Caleb Schwab is now, the case has been dismissed. I have no idea what that means for the future.
I don't either. And I don't know if you can recharge them. Can you try to get new indictments based on evidence that is admissible? I don't know. I don't know the full legal definition of, I mean, double jeopardy says you can't be tried twice.
Right.
They weren't tried. They haven't been tried yet. So I don't know if you can legally attempt to get new indictments based on evidence that you actually can use. Miles, so again, we're talking about three people. The owner, Jeff Henry, and the designer, John Schooley, were for the moment, charged with second-degree murder. Tyler Miles, director of operations, is charged with reckless and voluntary manslaughter. Miles has already been charged for lying to authorities and concealing evidence from investigators dropped back in November of last year. We'd already had, if you recall, the history of this a little bit. First verdict in the case was in October, when a couple of maintenance employees, David Hughes and John Salzman, were found not guilty of obstructing an investigation into Schwab's death. So again, according to tweets coming out of the courtroom, cases dismissed against all the defendants, so all three, the judge finding multiple abuses by the Kansas Attorney General's office in the grand jury process, the judge saying inadmissible evidence was presented to the grand jury to get the indictments.
Emily Welsh from Channel 9 echoing, case dismissed against all Schlitterbahn defendants based on improper illegal evidence presented to the grand jury. So somebody screwed up along the way.
This is the Attorney General's office.
The Attorney General presented
that got the indictments.
Inadmissible evidence.
Stephen Dial tweeting out, again, cases dismissed against the defendants. Judge ruled AG abused the grand jury process in reference to the Caleb Schwab case. Okay. So that's now I need to learn more about if they can refile an attempt to get new indictments. And we don't know then. We don't know yet, and it's possible this is not out there yet. We don't know what happens to these three defendants. Are they automatically released? Or were they even being held in custody? We'll work to get more details on that.
Yeah, this is, I know our newsroom is working hard to have the latest for you coming up at 12 o'clock. And we're kind of going at this rate, you know, a little bit live when we're reading the information as we get it to you on the air.
It literally broke 30 seconds before we came back on the air. You know, you watch Twitter.
From Fox 4, a Kansas judge dismissed charges in the criminal case against Schlitterbahn owners Jeff Henry, John Schooley, and the construction company. The defendants both face second-degree murder, aggravated child endangerment, and aggravated battery charges. On Thursday, defense attorneys argued the judge should dismiss the case. The defendants claimed a Travel Channel video about Verrucht, which was shown to the grand jury, gave false impressions about how the attraction operated. I'll say that again. The defendants claimed a Travel Channel video about Verrucht, which was shown to the grand jury, gave false impressions about how the attraction operated. The defense claimed the TV show was scripted and fictionalized for entertainment value. Attorney Jeff Morris said the video deliberately shows flying boats. Henry and Sons Construction claimed wheels and additional weights were added to the rafts to make them go faster and get airborne because, lawyers argued, that created sensational thrills for the television show. According to the defense, Assistant Attorneys General never informed jurors that what they watched was a dramatization.
Wow.
I'll put this up on Facebook for you to read right now if you want to see it. Again, according to the defense, Assistant Attorney General never informed jurors that what they watched was a dramatization, though it showed boats shooting up in a similar manner to the one that killed Caleb Schwab. He was the 10-year-old that died in 2016. In the videos, jurors watched Schlitterbahn co-owner Jeff Henry say, quote, "Our goal on this ride is to fly in the air." His lawyers claim it was a scripted line, part of the entertainment production.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Fox 4 story that you're reading.
Yes.
The lead on this says two names. Is it all three, or is it just the two, I wonder?
It's the two names and the construction company.
But there were three names that I mentioned a few minutes ago.
There were three defendants. The third defendant, I believe, is the construction company.
It's not called a company. It was a person. So we'll find out. Jeff Henry, to me, there's a difference because Jeff Henry and John Schooley were charged with second-degree murder, mm-hmm. which is a much more serious charge. The third wasn't that Miles, Tyler Miles, who was the operator. So we'll clarify that detail. Because this is talking about two defendants, not three.
And again, it's a little, the state, by the way, argued that it's for fact finders, a jury, to determine what's true and not true, and said the Travel Channel video should be presented at trial. Defendants also claim jurors repeatedly were told the water slide was not built to standards established by ASTM International. As a result, jurors may have reasonably concluded the water park was breaking the law. But Baruch didn't have to meet those standards. Kansas law did not require it until 2017. Lawyers argued the grand jury shouldn't have heard testimony about another death at Schlitterbahn Park in Texas because it's not relevant to what happened here.
Wow.
Attorneys question why grand jurors were even shown video of Caleb's death and gruesome photos of the boy's body. They claimed the only reason for doing so is to improperly influence the grand jury's decision to indict.
Now I have all kinds of questions about the grand jury process.
All right.
Okay. I'm not asking you as I ask the universe. Is there a judge if we have a lawyer listening that can just text me some answers or call and give me some answers? When you go through the grand jury process and you are presenting evidence to a grand jury to try to get your indictment, is there not a judge in that room that says, no, you can't present that? And I assume what some of this is that at the time that video was shown, perhaps it wasn't known that it was a dramatization. You know what I mean? And that later somebody realized that was a dramatization. I need more details about how the grand jury process works. I'm wondering how this came after the fact and how, if there was anything that a judge in the room when the grand jury was being presented evidence couldn't have said at some point, no, you can't do that. And then it's possible some of this just wasn't known until later. Somebody teach me about how grand juries work. Otherwise, I'm going to the internet.
576-7798. You can jump in if you want to. Text in 22980. A judge in Wyandotte County has dismissed charges in connection with the death of Caleb Schwab. Schlitterbahn owner Jeff Henry, designer John Schooley were charged with second-degree murder, and operations manager Tyler Miles charged with involuntary manslaughter on Friday. A judge dismissed those charges, citing improper, illegal evidence presented to the grand jury. The story is still developing. We're going to see if we can dig it deeper into this. We're late for a quick break. Stick with us. We'll have more on this coming up next. All right, we got a lot going on here today. If you're just joining us, we have news on Schlitterbahn.
Okay, so there was a hearing that was scheduled this morning in the case of the three defendants that we have criminally charged in the death of Caleb Schwab. He was, of course, killed while riding the Verrucht ride out at Schlitterbahn in 2016. There had been a hearing set for this morning on a motion to dismiss that case against all of them. And the judge in the case did in fact dismiss the case against all of the defendants based on improper, illegal evidence presented to the grand jury. The three people that were charged that are no longer facing charges now, owner Jeff Henry, designer John Schooley had each been charged with second-degree murder. Operations manager Tyler Miles had been charged with involuntary manslaughter. Wickett was detailing, we'll do that again here in a second, what that means, that abuse of the jury and what they did about the video. But in answer to the question that I had before the break about whether this can be filed again or how that works, Emily Welsh at Channel 9 tweeted, the Kansas Attorney General can bring the case before another grand jury or file a criminal complaint and pursue an additional trial. We are expecting a statement from the Attorney General's office later today.
There was a video presented by the Attorney General in Kansas. Defendants claim that Travel Channel video about Verrugt, which was shown to the grand jury, gave false impressions about how the attraction operated. The defense, so they showed this video to the grand jury, and the defense team was like, well, you can't, that's not an accurate representation. The defense claimed the TV show was scripted and fictionalized for entertainment value. Attorney Jeff Morris said that the video deliberately shows flying boats. Henry & Sons Construction claimed wheels and additional weight were added to the rafts to make them go faster and get airborne because lawyers argued that created sensational thrills for a television show. We've all seen those videos of Verrugt and the thing flying off the slide. According to the defense, assistant attorney generals never informed jurors that what they watched was a dramatization. Though it showed boats, there showed boats shooting up a similar manner to the one that killed Caleb Schwab. The 10-year-old, of course, passed in 2016. In the video, jurors watched Schlitterbone co-owner Jeff Henry say, quote, our goal on this ride is to fly into the air. His lawyers claimed it was a scripted line, part of the entertainment production. The state argued that it's for fact finders, a jury, to determine what's true and what's not, and said the Travel Channel video should be presented at trial. Defendants also claim jurors repeatedly were told that the water slide was not built to standards established by ASTM International. And this from Andy Alcock from Channel 41. Judges ruled the Kansas AG improperly allowed questionable expert witnesses to testify about testing standards not required under Kansas law. Another reason for dismissing the charges.
And in answer to my question about the grand juries, there is no judge present. And I've never served on a grand jury. There is no judge present. So all of this just unfolds and then you file your complaints about it after, which is what has happened here.
Gotcha.
All right. We will...
All right.
Keep on top of this one.
We'll have more coming up here during the news. Also, Steve Vockrot from The Star is going to join us in just a few minutes to get his take on this because he has been covering this. He was there. Steve Vockrot coming up after the news. With that, we get to Mark Lavoie in the newsroom.
And we will have an update on the Schlitterbahn case coming right ahead on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.